Blog Talk Radio.
This is so indicative of my day. We've got spinning wheels for the intro and sirens. There we go. Well, welcome to Spirit Therapy Radio. What an entrance, huh? Talking about living in the light, and boy, have we had a challenging day. But that's how we know if we're living in the light or not, is what we do with the challenges and when things don't go our way. So welcome. My name is Nicole Tomasini. I am a spirit therapist, and I don't care who you are, but we are living in interesting times, and everybody's learning everything about anything. It's really that inclusive. Whew. So, well, what happened? What happened today? First of all, I think there's so many planetary things going on that, I can't even mention everything. It doesn't even matter, because let's just go with things are happening, and I'm sure you can feel it. One and the only thing that I'll mention on the planetaries is this alignment with, I don't know if you can hear the traffic, but it just sounds like chaos out there. Thank you, New York City. So the alignment of Earth and Venus and Mars, and behind that Uranus and Mercury is in there as well. Our moon, of course, coming around, sometimes lines up with it, sometimes is on the other side of us. But what a straight line we have going on right now between us, Earth, Venus, which is our female side that all of us have, male or female, gender. Mars, which is our male side. Uranus, which is the transformer, the transformation. And Mercury, how do we communicate and move around and get things going? I mean, if that's not everything, that's everything. So I am sure that you are having some sort of, what's the word? What's going on with me? Why is this happening? I mean, I hate to say that I'm sure that I know what's going on with other people, but I think one of the things that we can rest assured is happening is we are all going through the same thing with different details. It may come this day for this one or that day for the other one, but the parallels between all of our lives day to day with the planetaries is just through the roof. So I chose to talk about living in light because this is part of the light breaking free and breaking through, and for us to really find our light. We're not going to do anything unless something's broken. So we just relax into it. But how do we relax into it if we're not relaxed? So that's what I'm going to talk about, because we all have levels of relaxation. it's like Grand Central. We all have moments of relaxation, but then, you know, what happens when other things happen that are not relaxing? So, and what do we do when we have a lot of things going on? I'm sure there's things with career and with family and let alone all of the inner work that we're doing. I mean, if you're listening to this show, the inner work is screaming out to us to get done. And it's because when we see a little bit of the light and we see how we can live a joyful moment, not just life, start with a moment. When we see that we can live a joyful moment or a joyful couple of hours, then we can... then we can... so many distractions. My goodness. You know what I really want to say? With... it's funny. When you found a bit of the light and when things throw you off of it, it is so annoying and so gripping that we'll find any way to get back to the light. And we want to blame other things. We want to blame outside circumstances, but that's not what it is. It's all showing us where we are, let's face it, a little weak with what we know how to do. It's not that we should be stronger because we've never done this before. We've never strengthened ourselves like this before. We don't know, we don't have an outline for how to do this. We just have to work with it within ourselves and have everything come together in its own way, however we do it. And it's so individual, yet so universal. Individual because only we can figure out what we're doing and how things work for us and how to stay balanced and how to not let distractions make you lose your train of thought or take over your day or your month because you're worried about it. Only we can figure out how to do that for ourselves. But people like me, there's lots of us out there that are giving people ways that hopefully will work for them. And even if they don't work for you, then you know that it doesn't work for you. But you have to try it to figure out what it is to you. And I think nothing needs to take very long these days, really. I mean, take your time, but get it done at the same time. Because we don't need to go rehashing into all kinds of things. Sometimes we have to go into a pocket and find out why we have this thing in the present. So we go back to the past and so that we can release it. That's one of the subjects I wanted to bring up. Not a new subject, but something that we're all dealing with and is one of our greatest tools, releasing resistance. And what does that mean? Releasing resistance is detaching from anything that is not ours. Somebody told us that we needed to be fearful about this. Somebody told us that this is a difficult way to do it or a way to be. It doesn't have to be. I mean, whatever anybody else said that's not serving you, including yourself, something that you've come up with along the way that is not serving you, let it go. It doesn't matter whether it's the truth or it's not the truth. No one can say what the truth is except for us, which is so liberating. Think about that for a minute. Only we say what our truth is. And yeah, there's a bunch of arguments as to like why, oh my goodness, you know, I have to face reality. There is no reality. There is just us in our brain looking at things and making decisions and saying what we think about it. And then we're out here in the world and reality and, you know, this playground that we call life on Earth. And it is a playground, not a torture chamber. I've been listening to this guy. His name is Matt Kahn. And I do enjoy him. And he says, you know, do you think that the way to enlightenment and to finding out that you're God is to fight with yourself and push yourself and berate yourself? And I just beat myself into submission until I was enlightened. Like that, how everyone knows that, what? That would never be the road. Why would that be the road? It doesn't make any sense. So why do we do it? Why do we beat ourselves? Why do we get fearful? Why do we freak out? Why do we get angry? Frustrated. It's the contrast. It's the contrast to see between the light and the dark. You know, when we're in a dark place, and then when we find the light again, it's like, oh, hallelujah. I mean, did the light feel good while you were just in the light? Of course, you were like, but eventually you kind of forget about it. You're like, yeah, I'm in the light. It becomes habitudine, habitual. And then it's when we're jerked out of it that we go, oh my goodness, this is, what is this? I need to find my way back to the light. So we do like that relief. And I don't think, you know, just talking spiritual journey, I don't think we're going to be doing this forever. Matt agrees. You know, there's some just clearing. We've done so much clearing. If you know what you're working on, then you've done a lot of clearing. You know what your things are. You know what's bothering you. So if you know those, the answers to those questions, then you've done the bulk of the clearing. But we're talking about, you know, the tidying up, which I think is something that, you know, if we're going to live and grow in the light, we would have to have tidy up times all the time. So I think it's more about learning to enjoy the tidy up times. You know, the, ooh, I didn't realize that that thing, that memory from my childhood, or that thing that, you know, my mother said when I was a child or all through my life, that thing, I didn't realize that that had such a hold on me and was pulling me, or all I could see was that that was the only way, right? What my mother said, or what my teacher said, or whatever. That's the only way. Is there another way? You know, we, a lot of times we can take it for granted that it's just because it's someone's way, that it's the only way. I mean, again, how could that be true? That's not true. So this living in light, it's learning how to live with the light, which is also where we feel good, we feel joyful. It's so funny talking about all these things. I come across all these words that are like on lockdown because they have so many meanings and stipulations attached to them that is not what I mean, you know. There's just, well, you know, like the words manifestation and all those things, but these concepts of living in the light and working with our light and letting the shine light, I don't know. Anyway, it's funny. Now that I'm talking in with spirit, I can't remember the things that went wrong. So forget that. Scratch that from the record. And let's go into living in the light and being able to let the light in. So my analogy on the board was about us having a vessel that needs to break in order for the light to shine through. So if we're coming across things in our life and within ourselves that are making us look for a better way or look for a way out or something that is pulling at us to go to do something, it's very natural. It's very natural right now to feel like we're kind of breaking out of a cocoon to a certain extent. No matter what you're going through. So interesting. I mean, so to use the light to our advantage, then we can enjoy this time of, you know, crystallization and then bursting forward. It doesn't have to be a painful process. it can be quite exciting, but we're going to have to be okay with getting tossed around a little bit. And you know, the darker corners, but have it be okay. Let it be okay for us, our individual light to shine forward and shine out, whatever that is. And I'm looking forward to a world, I'm already seeing it, really. I really am already seeing it, a world where everyone is being their authentic self, even just to a little bit of an extent. A little bit is so much because you can see it. You're like, well, that's your authentic self. And everybody is so unique. And we have so many different ways of being human that no one needs to do things the same. It's the opposite of what we've been told, like, our entire lives. There's no reason to try to be like anybody else. Isn't that amazing? Well, our whole life they've been trying to stick us in boxes, and we don't belong in boxes. Nature, there's no boxes in nature. It's all wiggly, and it's all wavy lines, and curvy, and spirals, and wispy. And, you know, we try to impose something different on top of it, which is okay. It's a contrast, but it's not everything. And we need to acknowledge that. So embracing what our uniqueness is, all those quirkiness. And I think a good way to embrace it is how you work with yourself, you know. Throughout our day, we do things. We know some things we do very well. Maybe we drive really well, and it's cool. We know it's going to be fine. But then we get to that day in our work day when we need to do that, you know, numbers accounting thing, and we know that's not really what we're good at. So we're kind of like, So instead of, you know, going, all right, I got this, and this, ugh, I'm going to have to white knuckle it through it, or just, you know, it's going to be a pain in the ass. That's a good time to look at how you do things. Maybe it's difficult because you're trying to do it someone else's way, or some way that you think you're supposed to do it, and that's not your way. What's your way? What's the way you want to do it? I mean, I noticed with cleaning my bathroom, I always hated cleaning the bathroom because I felt, why did I not like it? Because I felt like I didn't really know how to do it. I would flood the floor. I didn't know how to, you know, without the right tools, just was not working out. So I was just like, I don't like to clean bathrooms, and period. Well, I mean, you can go through life without ever cleaning a bathroom, you know, either have someone else do it or not, whatever, but it's a good thing to know how to clean your bathroom, just in terms of metaphysical cleaning. So, and what the bathroom is going to conquer me? Why do I have this problem with the bathroom? I love the bathroom. That's where I meditate. It's a very sacred place for me. So I was like, well, I think we just need a plan. What's the Jignus way, you know, my way of seeing all the different angles and putting all the pieces together so that I can see the clear road, and then I just zoom, you know, like a roadrunner, just like go and go. So, you know, been cleaning the bathroom by myself, I can happily say, for at least a few years now. But last time I was like, all right, I don't really feel like cleaning the bathroom. I got it, but it needs to be done. So how can I do it in the most enjoyable manner? And I plotted my course, and I went through it. I gave myself an hour. I was done in 40 minutes. So amazing, amazing. And it was so much more enjoyable. So my point is to look for the most enjoyable way that you do things, not what anyone else has told you that people are supposed to do, but your way. And you know at this time what is working for you and what's not working for you. We were looking for our compass for, I think, at least the past 10 years, right? Now we know the compass. We know what's good. We know what's not. We know what's working for us. We know what's not. and then we can explore what and how and why and now what. So, all right, I think that is our opening. And so I would like to play my song, if I could find it, Donde Estoas. Really? Ah, here it is. Okay. So it's called Swing Tree, and it's by a band called Discovery. And I'm just going to let it go. It's only about 2.5 minutes. So enjoy, contemplate some of your greatness and the light within you or anything you feel like doing. And I'll see you in 2.5. Like the beat of that song and the vibe of that. I think it's perfect for living in the light right now, because it's easy to say living in the light when everything's honky-dory, but living in the light when it's not. And right now, it always is. It's always honky-dory. It's always good. But when we're going through transformation and, you know, transfiguration, really, it can be uncomfortable and it can be frustrating and it can be like have you ever seen a chick trying to burst out of an egg? I mean, it's like a struggle, you know. So even though we're living in the light and we are using our positive focus on the best possible scenario, it doesn't mean that the rest of it isn't also motivation for you to get out of the egg. So, you know, I guess that's really something that needs to be explained in a lot of this metaphysical talk. You know, where no one's talking about feeling happy and floating on a cloud nine for the rest of your life. I mean, that's also a prison, and it's not the full experience. So part of living in the light is being able to deal with our anger and to appreciate it for when it happens, and not to let it pull us into a dark place. So how do we do that? Well, it's stopping the momentum. It's stopping the momentum as soon as you know what's happening. We know what anger feels like. We know what frustration feels like. We go, oh, I'm feeling frustrated. And in that very moment, you go, okay, hang on. Oh, I'm feeling angry. Okay, hang on. Hang on. And then that's where our meditation and anything that we've done before this moment to calm ourselves is what we call on and draw upon in that moment. Really, it's find your happy place. It's go to your meadow, go to your spaceship, go wherever you go. I mean, you can have a visual. I don't have a visual. I just go, okay, I'm going in this direction. And do I want to get angry? No. So let's go to peace and calm, which is like the reset. Just go, okay. And how do I find peace and calm? I go, is everything all right in the universe? Yes. Yep, everything is always all right in the universe. Is everything working out in my favor? Yes, everything is always working out in my favor. So is there anything to worry about? Absolutely not. It's the worst thing you can do. And I go, okay. And that's the end of that. So you find your way in your words, but that's what we're talking about. And, you know, you may not even write yourself all the way, but I think that's also part of it. We don't have to perfect it all the way. We're doing a lot of things, and a lot of things are getting thrown at us one at a time or five at a time. So, however, you know, you don't have to win a medal for grace. Grace is lovely, and if you have it, go ahead, use it. But if it's not a graceful dismount, then oh well. You know, you did the routine, great. No one's grading you except for you. It's another thing that Matt Kahn talks about. He goes, you know, even when you do things that you deem or other people deem something you shouldn't do, like judging, you know, you tell a story and somebody else says, oh, that really sounds like, you know, you're judging. And he goes, yeah, it's exactly what I wanted to do, judging. Didn't I do it perfectly? I totally judged that, didn't I? Oh my God, I judged the shit out of that. And to embrace that as well, you know, you trip and fall, you're like, oh my God, I did that so well. If I was interested in tripping and falling, that's the way I would do it. And that's putting that vibration of everything is okay into things that happen. And it does make for an interesting ride. You know, things don't stay the same. They're like really quick, like warp speed little roller coasters. You're like, I'm going down, I'm going down, I'm going up, I'm going up. Okay. Oh my God, that was so much fun. Yeah, like that. Quick recoveries, even if it was a little wobbly there on the dismount, you know? So in a nutshell, what are we telling ourselves on a daily basis, you know? And what are we telling other people on a daily basis? Are we just complaining and talking about what we don't want and what we're afraid of and, oh my God, and if this happens, I don't know, what am I gonna, you know? I mean, that feeling of just saying, you're just like, ugh. Let's face it, we don't like it when it comes out of our mouth, and we don't like it when it comes out of other people's mouth. Why? Because it's a lower vibration. So you're like, what am I supposed to do with this? You know, either I have to come down there and commiserate with you, or you're going to have to come up here, but those words, they don't really, we don't talk about that. And it's not to say that you don't talk about stuff that's going on and that's worrying you. I mean, you know, you also have to talk about these things, but there is a steering of the ship, you know. Are we talking about this so we can just vent it and then turn it into a positive or something that makes us feel good? That's cool, you know. All around the world, same song. You can do the road however you want, you know. But the only reason I'm saying it is because if we're telling ourselves and others the story that we don't want, you know, we all know the song and dance. It's just creating what we don't want. But also, it's really just creating the vibration. It's strengthening that vibration of fear. And I think right now, to be able to cut loose those bands of fear wherever they are, and that'll change your words, you know. But you can change the words first, and then you can change your vibration, and then you realize that you don't need to say those words anymore. Obviously, it's not the words, but you know what I mean. See, that's what I was talking about earlier, about, like, you know, the language, being able to talk about these things so that you give the full picture of your meaning, because there are so many. It's the challenge. So, one thing I find most helpful around now is having the conversations with your guides. And however you know how to do that or don't know how to do that, I would figure out how to do that. Because that's where it's at. Because you realize how much you know. And a lot of it, you know, via your guides. It's like you just call for that information to come, and it can come, as long as you don't offer resistance and you clear your vessel and it comes through. So that's one of the major things we're doing right now, is clearing that vessel so that we can hear our guidance, which is also us. You know, it's like when you start talking with spirit and you start hearing spirit, spirit tells you all kinds of things. And a lot of times, it's mundane things. But, for instance, I was at the supermarket and I walked by the garlic and I heard, you should buy garlic. And I said, no, I don't need to buy garlic. My roommate already bought garlic. They were like, well, you're going to need the garlic. And I was like, well, I don't know. I mean, if I get this, then we're going to have three garlics. Okay. Right then, I should have thought, what's the difference? How much is garlic? $2. But, you know, I second-guessed it, did not get the garlic. I came home. There was no garlic. I was like, did you forget the garlic? He was like, yeah. I was like, I knew it. But did I know it? I didn't know it. I was told it. But, like, how do we say that? I mean, like, spirit told me. But, you know, do we have to say it like that? It is I. It's part of I, my spirit. So I knew it. I don't know, I'm still like wrestling with like how that, you know, because I feel like there's certain things I know and there's certain things that voice tells me. But again, at the end of the day, it's all I, it's all one, you know. So working on wrapping our brains around those things. But but that's what, and they'll tell you all kinds of things, the guides. They'll tell you, you know, you should go left here. You're going to need that raincoat, you know, and you can even ask them, like, do I need this? Or, like, should I go to Boston this weekend or next weekend? And then wait and receive the answer. Just go, okay, sometimes it comes in a feeling, you know, I don't know why, but this weekend feels better than next weekend. Well, why? Your brain, your ego, why? Is it weather? Is it why? Okay, but let that, you know, do its thing. But really looking into the feeling, which thing really feels better? And following your instincts. The only way you're going to know that your guidance is good is if you test it out. You know, I mean, if your GPS after a few times kept guiding you, you know, down dark alleyways to dead ends, you'd be like, what is going on with this thing? But you took it out for a test drive and it told you where to go. And you were like, all right, now I trust it. Just tell it and it'll go. So it's the same thing with the guides. And it's, I mean, life is less magical without it. So, and I think there's going to come a point where you won't be able to survive without it. So you might as well start working on it now. Yeah. I'm going to make it a short show, but I want to, grounding. It's all about the grounding. Grounding into Mother Earth, which grounds us into ourself. Again, the words, you're just like, oh my God, are we going to, you know, dance around a fireplace? Like, what's, you know, but no, it's really important. And it's extremely helpful. If you're feeling like you're all over the place or you're like, what's going on? And you don't know anything. Something is off. It's all about grounding. It's all about grounding. And I have to admit, it seems so simple, but I never really in my bath would go, okay, have a conversation with Mother Earth. I am grounding into Mother Earth. I mean, I would do the grounding into the earth, but I would think about it as like, you know, a physical object. And sure, the energy light core, and I could feel the pulsation of that, but it was more scientific. But today, I went in and I thought about grounding with Mother Earth, the archetype, the actual being, the living, breathing being that our Mother Earth is, that is our home, and we are total, and we are connected on a soul level too. So why not have a conversation with Mother Earth? Hello, Mother Earth, I would like to ground with you, and I love you so much for this wonderful planet, and you know, talking to, and then I feel who you are and what you are and how much love you give us. And that's grounding. I mean, not that the other way, the scientific way, is not good. It is good. I think any ways you do it and incorporate all of them together is the best way. But that is a whole different kind of grounding. And then, of course, to me it's of course, going up into the cosmos and opening the channel up there, because you also have all this vibration coming from Mother Earth through your feet and up through your chakras and out the top of your head. And then, you know, where is it going to go? So you can anchor into something in the cosmos, and or even just, you know, to my peoples, to my conference, you know, my community, and back down. And there you go. So, yeah, well, I think that's about it. Listening to your universe and seeing the signs around you and not going full steam ahead constantly, taking some time to reflect on what's going on and what you're doing and what the universe is giving you, what kind of signs, you know, is this road easy and unobstructed, or is this road coming with roadblocks? And even if it comes with roadblocks, doesn't mean that you shouldn't be doing it, but you know, you can investigate and see, you know, maybe there's a better way for me to do this. Maybe I could, you know, do it more with this intention or thought, you know, and always honing it towards what you want to do and how you want to feel and the joy that can happen in life no matter what's going on around you. So that's it. That's one of the things I'm thinking about doing, is making shorter shows, because, you know, makes me get to the point quicker and you don't have to sit there for an hour. You know, time is precious. So lots of love to you all. Peace and love. And live in the light as best you can. And you'll see that the best you can is really the best. It's great. It's going to be great. All right. See you next week.